Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with CJ Speedway winner Nick Maralf. Then we'll speak with the host of Dirt Parlor Podcast, Don Martin, and we'll have a conversation with Team Penske driver Scott McLaughlin. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start Highland, Illinois. Dean Hoffman and Mike Harrison with victories. Paul Nienheiser gets the trophy at Lincoln. The King of Coles? Well, that's Cannon McIntosh. Jack Wagner victorious at Peoria. LaSalle the checkers to Bobby Pierce Jr. Kenny Wallace in victory lane at Brownstown. Viola Boys to Cash Kinsey. And Carter Sinkhorn wins at Macon. I-55 in Missouri to Rick Knoyer, while Brad Bowden wins at Farmington Empire. Indiana at Circle City, that's where Harley Burns was in victory lane. Ty Mahako the same at Paragon. Montpelier to Ryan Barr. Josh Rice wins Brownstown. US 24 to Russ Deisinger. And Jeffrey Blackwell wins the Smack Talker feature at Sportsdrome. Now to Ohio and the voice of Mike Goines.
Corey Wooten out front. Buck Partee and Hunter Hicks just looking for a hole. They're side by side right on his back bumper. Corey Wooten going to win his second straight Thundercar feature.
At Lima Land, it's Braden Clark. RJ Conley wins Muskingum 35 to Joe Brewer. Todd Reifser wins at Goods. Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, the checkers to Christian Snyder. The big trophy at Tri-City to Steven Snyder Jr. Trevor Walker victorious at Paducah, Kentucky. Knoxville, Iowa. Kevin Thomas Jr., Brady Bacon, and Ryan Timms all with big victories. Kyle Vollringer wins at Maquoketa. Lee County to Dallin Murdy. Dustin Corning victorious at Independence. And 34 Raceway goes to Tanner Gebhardt. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of what was called the Tony Stewart Tribute Race. Now, that's not Tony that you would know from NASCAR and drag racing and everything else. But the Stewart Tribute Race was held at CJ Speedway in Columbus Junction, Iowa. Nick Maralf, great to have you with us. That seemed like a pretty big win. I was looking through your socials and stuff, and man, that track seemed like when they had you in Victory Lane, you were smiling ear to ear. What did it feel like?
Yeah, it was a great one. We've really knocked on the door of that Malvern series for Malvern/SLMR series for 2 or 3 years now. Was in position to win a lot of races and lost engines and broke stuff, and just kind of bad luck kind of followed us around there. So I knew if we stayed keeping ourselves in that winning position, we could finally knock one off one of those days. So more of a weight off my back than anything.
Well, Nick Maralf got it done at Columbus Junction CJ Speedway in the Malvern Bank Series over the weekend. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And whether you're listening to Radio Keokuk, the CJ Speedway is about an hour and a little bit north of you. If you're there on KMAQ in Maquoketa, Iowa, it's about an hour and a half south. So keep that place in mind when opportunity strikes. You may get to see Nick and company if they're out there. Nick is also the 2024 and defending Pro Late Model Tour champion. I saw they gave you a unique award. I've never seen one of those Flava Flav type necklaces gave away. How big was that? And what was all that about?
Our promoter, Brandon Davis there, he likes to come up with unique things. So it was a great big chain with a almost Flava Flav clock size medal on it for the champion, the overall champion for the year. Definitely different, definitely looks a little bit different up on the trophy rack in the shop. And my kids love it. They think it's awesome. They wear it around like it's the proudest thing they've ever put on.
Oh, hey, you know, that's the next generation of drivers and fans and everything else. We got to keep the kids excited. I think it was a great idea, something very, very unique. And our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Nick Maralf, got to wear that necklace and become the 2024 Pro Late Model Tour champion, and now going to defend it this year. Nick is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So the Tony Stewart tribute race, a tribute to a man who was very important to a lot of people, seemed to touch a lot of folks' lives in that area there. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Tony was a great fabricator, innovator, motor builder. They're in Washington, Iowa, which is about 20 miles east of that racetrack, or west of that racetrack, sorry. And our family has family ties to him. We used him throughout the years on engines and chassis, and Tony was a great guy. In fact, his widow Kay and his son Steve stopped by in the pits to say hi before the race even started. We spent years pitting next to them. So to get our first Malvern win in that situation, this probably means a little bit more to us than it does to some of the others. You know, being able to see Kay and Steve there in victory lane was pretty awesome.
Nick Moralf, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. A big win for him and an important win for the family of racing in Eastern Iowa and Iowa in general. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So back to the necklace tour or wherever you're going to try to defend it. What is on the docket for that? They've started their season off. When do you join the tour?
So we've ran three nights there. It's kind of been feast or famine for us this year. We've won two and finished one other one in so far in our total nights this year. We've won and lost on the pro tour and finished in the back and finished in the front. It's been crazy.
What's the key to those cars though, that when you know your car feels that way, that is it scooting in a straightaway? Is it making a turn? Is it something different?
It's mainly just side bite. So side, you know, traction when you're sliding sideways and being able for the car to change directions and go forward from there. That's when we're really good. We've had speed all year. We just haven't had much luck. So maybe this Columbus Junction thing's turned our luck to the right direction.
Winning at CJ Speedway. Nick, thank you for joining us with the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering fresh off-the-grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Cookout, always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. Now, you may know some insiders. You may know some people that are connected. But probably if you had like a Mount Rushmore of whether it's dirt racing, sprint racing, pavement racing, anything, Don Martin, our guest of the Profab Hotline, has the contacts that everybody is envious of. And now he is the host of the Dirt Parlor podcast that has really taken the internet and some pretty big celebs by storm. Hey, Don, welcome to the show. Great to get to chat with you. How did you fall in love with racing, though? Let's go back to those days as little Don. Where did you find this love for racing?
It's kind of scary. You know, my dad took me, you know, when I was a kid, my brother would take me out to Tri-City Speedway to see the big half mile. I'd see guys like Kevin Gundaker when he had the big fro, and, you know, and seeing Johnny Pryor and I, of course, you know, the World of Outlaws were, you know, the Ted Johnson early days in the mid to late 70s. And I fell in love with this FedEx number 91 car, and then that of Sammy Swindell, and then it went into the Nance car, and racing just was always in my blood, and it always will be, Lenny. That's one reason I think that what we're doing is so exciting, because it's a love of mine since I've been 5 or 6 years old.
It really
here
has.
I am getting close to 60, and I love it as much now as I ever did.
Don is one of those guys that you may walk by 10 times in and around any racetrack in the country, and he's just part of it. But everybody that's connected knows Don Martin, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. I've never heard anything in racing called Parlor. So where did the Dirt Parlor podcast name come up?
You know, it's crazy. We were just throwing stuff against the wall and kind of what sticks. You know, I've got a friend, Eric Jacobson. First of all, he's kind of a partner in this, and a gentleman by the name of Bob Beyer. And we kind of started putting this thing together. And Eric's like, you give me the platform. And Bob, and they were like, this is you. And a lot of my friends had always said, this is you. And it all of a sudden, you know, I love dirt racing. It's my passion. So you knew dirt was going to be in it. And then I kind of like, you know, Brian Shirley's a great friend of mine. He has like these little parlors all over Springfield, Illinois, little gambling things. And it just kind of hit me as like, okay, man, I can kind of like throw in dirt and I got parlor, you know, and it just stuck. And I'll be honest with you, I love it. I hope people do too.
Well, it is a cool name and an awesome podcast. The Dirt Parlor podcast, and chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline is host Don Martin. And speaking of profabrication, Headers Exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So Profab, we've heard Cookout, all those folks that look after PRN at the track, but you had folks lined up just about to kick off the show. Who were some of the folks that sponsor-wise are helping the Dirt Parlor?
Well, we couldn't do it without our great friends. They're not only our partners, they're our friends. People need to understand that, each one of them. Nutrient Agriculture is a big thing. Hoker Trucking has been massive for us. Checkered Customs, and also, you know, when we look at it, then I've got, you know, Bodies by Skinny, a Longhorn dealer out of Tennessee, helping us. And then we're going to be making an announcement, and Millard Family Chapels will be coming on board with us. And we've got a septic company coming on board with us, Hot Rod, that's helped Scott Blomquist and some others. And I've known that family forever. They're going to be coming on board to hopefully help us as well. We're very fortunate, very blessed that we, as much as we're passionate about my co-host with me on the show, Gordy Gundaker, you know, and the Gundaker family, we have Gordy has a great personality, and between the two of us, you know, we're not the goal, Lenny, of this thing is to, it's simple, and that is to promote dirt racing and to make it better. We love it, and we want the world to love it.
Well, I've seen you at the Chili Bowl year after year after year. You know, the Eldora events are as comfortable as you walking out of, you know, your living room. I'm sure you've been, you know, in so many other places. You run the gambit from the different guests. And Michael Rigsby from Flow Racing, I heard he really enjoyed his time on there. How's the energy of the show?
It's unbelievable. You know, we have, it's funny, is every time that when our show ends, I always take like a little few minutes and, you know, when the cameras are off and everything else. And then I kind of go, guys, what do you think? You know, did you have fun? Did you have a good time? And every one of them has said, I can't wait to come back. And that's when you know it works, right? Because they're excited as we are. You know, Aaron Reitzel was, I had so much fun with Aaron Reitzel. I've known Michael Rigsby forever. And Michael's even saying that, you guys, you know, what is helping promote us as well, knows because his passion for racing is the same as ours. This isn't a competition thing. It's about the love and the growth of what we love. And that's what we get. We have a driver's platform. You don't see this happen very often when you get a guy like Flow Racing, the general manager, to discuss streaming with a promoter, which some of the promoters are getting, feel like they're getting hurt by streaming. So you can imagine that's what makes our platform work, is we give everybody the floor.
A chance to hear the different voices, untethered and such, in only the finest accommodations of Dirt Parlor. I just love that name. Dirt Parlor podcast host Don Martin on the profabrication.com hotline. Well, I guess you got a website, you got social media. Where can we start finding this, and where can we find the Dirt Parlor podcast?
Well, you got to go on to dirtparlor.com. When you hit on dirtparlor.com, first of all, I rank all the drivers. I rank dirt late models in the 410 sprint cars. So there's a great, you can go around all the press releases from the Lucas Oil Series, the World of Outlaws, the High Limit. We focus on the majors. And so you go to dirtparlor.com, and then you can, they'll go down. There'll be episodes you can click.
Let's leave it there, Don. I got a window. I got to close here on our conversation. Dirtparlor.com, the Dirt Parlor podcast. Don Martin, thanks for taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Can't wait for the next episode to come out. Who knows who will be on this time? Dirt Parlor podcast. Thanks for joining us, fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Here's Christopher Bell.
My Toyota Camry TRD race car isn't cheap to build and prepare. I have a pit crew that maintains and fixes my equipment. I have a spotter high above the track watching my back, talking me through turns and potential dangers on the track. I physically train to handle the stress of driving. And I have software helping my crew chief and engineers make the right strategy calls. And with all this, I never take my eyes off the road, and neither should you. One distraction can change everything in one instant.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout.
joining us next on the ProFabrication.com hotline. A rookie in the U.S. Legends Cookout Summer Shootout, but some of you might know, I would imagine a lot of you will know, a little bit about our driver guest day job. Scott McLaughlin, welcome to the show. Help the folks understand what you do when you're not trying to be a Legends racer.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, yeah, this is a pretty fun, exciting thing that we're doing. But, yeah, racing IndyCar for Team Penske, and I've raced for Team Penske since 2017 in Australia and now in America. So, you know the captain well and have heard about the summer shootout for a long, long time, and just wanted to do some extra racing. So, you know, I head up the boys with Shane Van Gisbergen at Joe Ryan Racing, and they sound like they run an awesome ship, and yeah, I'm super excited to, you know, join that team and have a bit of fun along the way.
Scott McLaughlin on the ProFabrication.com hotline. He is humble as the highest finishing Team Penske IndyCar driver the last two seasons. Darn good with an elite group like that, and now going to, as they call themselves, the dojo over at Joe Ryan Osborne. But you mentioned Australia, but you don't sound like you're from there or from even the Carolinas. Where did you get your start in racing?
Originally I'm from New Zealand, sort of started go-karts when I was 6 years old and made my way through the sort of ranks and eventually started racing the Supercar Series, which is basically Australia's NASCAR series, down under, when I was 16 and sort of turned pro when I was 18. So, I've become the youngest winner in that series, my rookie year, which was a pretty awesome moment. And that really kickstarted my career and, ended up winning 3 championships over there and for Roger and then the Bathurst 1000, which is like our Daytona 500, our Indy 500. It's our Super Bowl over there. And they eventually got me the opportunity to come here to America, which I've always wanted to be a part of. I wanted to come here and live here and experience it. And just so happened I married an American girl and now I'm an American citizen. So it's all sort of happened.
Well, Scott McLaughlin, Team Penske driver, now to try his hand at the Cookout Summer Shootout. Our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. Well, I know you're trying out Legends here, but I also heard that the missus is from the Long Island area, and they have Riverhead Raceway up there. So if you get asked to go up there, you know, Mama Bear could get to see the in-laws and you could race.
yeah, exactly. I've heard a lot about actually that track and a lot of her friends actually said that there's a track up there. I never really knew of that. So it's hard case that it's sort of full circle right now, but like this was just me and Shane Van Gisbergen, and we were sort of just talking and Bubba Wallace was actually the one that said, you guys should come run this. And we watched them last year and I was like, yeah, let's do it. It's just, yeah, cool to be able to, you know, do some extra racing. As I said,
oh, it's going to be extra racing. It's so wild and fun. And Scott McLaughlin, Team Penske IndyCar driver, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, going to envelop himself in the Cookout Summer Shootout, or maybe it will envelop him. You know what, Scott, you got Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, who are all Legends grads. You know, have you seen any of the stuff when they were kids? Have they ever, chatted with you about, hey, we did that Cookout Summer Shootout back in our day? Is that conversation started?
I heard that, you know, those guys did it, Chase did it and whatnot. And, they're all laughing that we're kind of doing it, which is pretty funny because we're about a decade behind, I guess you could say. But, they were having a laugh that we were going to do it. And sort of asking why, but it was at the same time, it was like, you know, we just want to, like I said, do some extra racing and have some fun with it as well. And so often, you know, Shane being on the NASCAR series and me on the IndyCar side, like we don't really, you know, hang on the weekend. So during the week, if there's some racing on, it's cool to be a part of it. So it'd be fun 10 weeks, that's for sure.
So the Tuesday night cricket league season over, what are we going to do? We'll go out to the racetrack or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I love America so much, because I feel like there's always something on, you know. So, yeah. It's cool to be part of this community.
Shane, and Bubba, that's great to have them getting you out. Scott McLaughlin, Team Penske IndyCar driver, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. I heard that you've tested already some. What are some of the challenges you're finding with the Legends cars you get ready for the Cookout Summer Shootout?
Yeah, I know. I definitely tested once already last week, and I think we're going to jump in the car today as well, just the week before the first race. Just more the biggest thing is just understanding the balance of the car and the way that basically as soon as you touch the brake, the thing wants to turn right, turn left, sorry. So, I'm learning how to sort of be a little bit less aggressive on the brake pedal with my left foot. And that's been a bit of a learning period because in the IndyCar, you're so used to just slamming that pedal as hard as you can and using the downforce where obviously there's very little on these cars. So, and then obviously the close racing and bumping the people in the right spots and whatnot. It's going to be a lot to learn. I imagine the first few weeks are going to be a bit of a struggle, but hopefully by the end of the 10 weeks, I can get a bit more of an understanding and understand how we race these things.
Scott McLaughlin, our guest of the Pro Fab Hotline. I know right was what you said first, but you'll find as you did in Iowa that everything is all left on this little oval here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Scott's going to run the Cookout Summer Shootout and hopefully have a blast doing so. How does the win at Iowa on the oval give you a little bit more, hey, I can do these circle things too, just like the great road course driver you are?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it is any correlation whatsoever. I think it's just the only thing we're doing is turning left twice. So I think, it's a completely different animal. And I'm completely understanding the fact that I could struggle here for a while. So I'm just in there trying to have a blast and learning. And like I said, just like trying to race some stuff. It's cool to be able to, keep the cadence up and keep sharp and race stuff. I'm always a big believer in just having your butt in the seat is always the best thing ever. So, I've enjoyed learning ovals the last few years, but this is going to be a completely different kettle of fish to what it's like on the Indy circuit for sure.
A completely different kettle of fish, but a guy that we're all going to enjoy being around with us. Scott McLaughlin, Team Penske IndyCar driver, rookie challenger for the Cookout Summer Shootout coming up, at select races throughout this year. Scott, I wish you the best. Can't wait to hopefully get to see you in Victory Lane and chat there with big old smiles on a victory. But thank you for joining us with the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track. Fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips. The PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. What a week. It is Dream Week up at Eldora for all the dirt late model folks. Plenty of grassroots pavement racing going on. Next week, we start the Cookout Summer Shootout. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.